I'm here with Dr. Jekla Matthews, who has been keeping the community informed on the COVID-19 situation. Welcome, Dr. Matthews.
Thank you very much for joining us again.
Our first interview was the 30th of March, and today's the 30th of April, so it's 4 weeks ago. That's unreal. Time flies. I know some people probably say it wouldn't, but I think April has gone fast now, I have to admit. 4 weeks on, have there been any significant changes?
There has been significant changes. I suppose the significant changes are the fact that there hasn't been any dreadful amount. There's been no surge. There's been no dreadful amount of deaths. There has been some deaths, unfortunately. But certainly the awful, awful, awful pictures that we initially thought of have not happened.
Since we spoke last week, there have been an increase in the figures. Sadly, in the last week, there has been an increase of 460 deaths and an increase of 4,213 confirmed cases. How are these numbers looking in regards to us having some control over the situation?
I think we have control over the situation. As I said already, I really feel that the fact that we haven't had the awful surges, we're not seeing huge amount of people ringing up with COVID symptoms in the surgeries, and we would be we're like a litmus paper almost for this sort of thing. We would see it happening before it happens generally. We're not seeing that. So we're not afraid that there's certainly no sign of a surge or anything like that at the moment.
That's good news. And in other good news, over 12,000 people have recovered. Now, I think there's just over 20,000 cases so far, and over 12,000 of those have recovered. So, like, people are afraid that everyone that gets it, if they get it, they're going to die. That's not the case.
No, and I think there's a very important message to get across. This is not the end of the world. This has been a very, very frightening time for everybody. But we're getting there. We're near the end. We're not quite at the end, but we are getting there. Things are happening the way everybody hoped and planned they would happen. And as I say, all those hopes seem to be coming through. Let's not lose sight of the fact that we keep needing to do what we're doing. Keep needing to wash our hands. We keep needing to social distance. I know it's hard, and I know I'm like a broken record here. I actually decided this week that I wasn't going to come in and say anything because I didn't think I had an awful lot new to say. And I decided, well, I'm fed up of listening to my voice. Everybody else must be fed up of listening to my voice. But I'm here.
Well, Dr. Matthews, on that now, we are definitely getting some positive feedback. You've done some stuff with self-care last week, and the feedback was really positive. People, I think, they like to listen to you every week. It gives them a bit of reassurance. So, no, they're not sick yet. Particularly around information and sourcing the correct information. Do you think that the impact of restrictions is having a more profound effect on people than we realise?
I think people have been absolutely brilliant, to tell you nothing but the truth. I think people have stuck to the rules. People have taken it seriously. The vast majority in any society, you'll always get the few, whatever you want to call them, who'll sort of try things on and try not stick to the rules. But in general, people have been brilliant. I do think that the social media stuff, it was dreadful early on. It's actually got more sensible and more clever and better in keeping people better informed.
Okay, and during the week we saw nationwide testing in all nursing and residential homes. When will the results of these tests come into the public domain, do you think?
Certainly all the nursing homes and the community hospital were checked last week. They were all, both staff and patients, all had their testing done. They should be fairly soon coming back. And in fact, in one or two situations where we needed the results urgently, we've been able to get them. So I would expect that they'll be back this week.
Okay, that's good. There's been a lot of talk about wearing masks. Should we or shouldn't we? What's your opinion on this?
My own opinion up to now, and I mean I've stuck to the sort of the guidelines and the rules. My gut feeling is if and when they sort of release the restrictions a little bit, I think in public places, such as going to the shops, on public transport, I think it would be a good idea for people to wear masks. As I said before, I think they're a bit afraid to sort of tell everybody wear masks. And I think what they may do is tell people make your own masks, because I think one of the reasons they've been afraid is if we run out of masks for healthcare workers who vitally need them. So if you suddenly have the whole population of 5.something million in the country needing masks, we're going to run out of them very quickly, running out of them for the healthcare workers. So I think people will be encouraged in public places and in shops and on transport to wear them, but probably to make their own.
Yeah. What about gloves?
There's really no evidence that gloves make any difference. And if you're really thinking of wearing gloves, just wash your hands more often.
Yeah, yeah, because there's a lot of talk about cross-contamination from gloves as well.
I think not alone that, it gives us false sense of security. There's absolutely no evidence. It's the one, I mean, the evidence for masks is sort of conflicting. The evidence for gloves, there's no confliction in it at all. There is no evidence that it makes any difference.
Okay. How do we help those who are struggling in this pandemic? There are a lot of mental health issues surfacing, and is there more we could be doing to address this?
I think there is, and it's one of the things we are seeing in the surgeries at the moment. As I say, I would think this week alone, maybe sort of 40, 50%, if not 60% of what I've dealt with has been mental health issues. It's certainly there, and I think the present climate is increasing anxiety, increasing sort of loneliness, increasing depression among people. Not everyone, some are coping brilliantly, and most of us are coping brilliantly. But I know last Tuesday myself, I got up in the morning last Tuesday and I sort of said, oh God, not another day of this. And I had been very positive and great up to then. It's gone, thankfully, but in some people, it's just coming into, it's coming in on top of them. It's sort of weighing down on their shoulders. And I think for those people, we need to be aware it can happen, people. We need to be aware that contact is, talking and contact is the best way to deal with this sort of stuff. So I think be aware of it. Be forgiving of it in a way. Don't get, no point in getting annoyed with people, you know. They're feeling the way they're feeling. Getting annoyed with them won't achieve anything. Be there, listen to them, guide them. Guide them towards their GPs if necessary.
Yeah, and like that, I mean, we can get fed up. I'm going out to work most days, like yourself, you're going out to work. I mean, the over 70s, they don't have that, and they'd probably love if they could get out to work like we could do. They're stuck in. I mean, what's the answer for them?
Funnily enough, and I have to say, they're the group that we're not hearing a lot of problems. They seem to be able to sit in their own worlds. They know they're at danger. They know that if they go out and they catch it, that they're going to be in trouble. And funnily enough, they're the ones we're not seeing an awful lot of problems with, because they seem to understand that the rules and regulations are there to protect them. So I do think we the cocooning bit is going on a long time, and I do think it will get to the stage probably where we need to start telling people over 70 that they can go out for a little while every day. But those rules haven't been brought in yet. But it wouldn't surprise me if they are.
OK, we are waiting for another announcement from the government on lifting some of the restrictions. Do you think there will be, in your own opinion, I know obviously you don't make the decisions, in your own opinion, do you think they might lift something for the over 70s?
Gut feeling is they'll have to do something, because I think, as I say, we're 5 weeks into this. We're all getting a bit fed up of it. We're all getting a bit tired. It's a bit like Groundhog Day. You get up, and it's also a bit sad that the highlight of all our days is our evening meal now.
I know.
You know, at home.
My daughter said that to me, "Mom, you don't understand." When she'd say, text me, "What's for dinner?" "Oh, I don't know. You don't understand. It's the highlight of my day."
Yeah, and it has become the highlight of all our days. Maybe it's the glass of wine with the dinner. I'm not sure which. But to get back to what you say, I think that, again, communication, keeping in touch with the elderly, keeping in touch with those over 70 who are cocooning. But as I say, they seem to be very resilient in their own selves. Maybe they've come through tougher times. A lot of them would have come through tougher times in the past, and maybe they're better able to cope with it than the rest of us. I'm not sure.
Hopefully, anyway, that's hopefully they're managing, and hopefully they might get out next week. Again, I know we talk about this every week. Symptoms, what are people looking for, and if they are concerned, what should they do?
Basically, if you have symptoms, and the symptoms we are looking for, it's really three main symptoms. We're looking for cough, we're looking for shortness of breath, we're looking for temperature. They really would be the three absolute main symptoms. Other symptoms you could have are aches and pains. Other symptoms you could have, a small number of people are presenting with diarrhea or vomiting, but that's only a small number of people. They're the main symptoms you look for. If you have those symptoms, you ring your general practitioner. He or she will talk you through it.
Okay.
Having said that, we're not seeing an awful lot of it, I have to say. This week alone, I might have dealt with one or two possibles.
Well, that's good news anyway, definitely. And I've seen their hub has opened in the old orthopaedic hospital up in Grona Brauer last week?
Yes, this was something that was designed in one way to take pressure off the hospitals and in another way to keep general practice surgeries clean, if I can use for want of a better term. And basically a hub is a system whereby if you ring me last week and you say, Dr. Matthews, I've got my cough, I've got my temperature, I've got my... I'm feeling short of breath. I will sort of advise you, if you're not feeling too bad, I'll say stay at home, but on day 6, 7, 8, if you feel you're getting worse, especially if the shortness of breath is getting worse, get in touch with me. So then we'll say 6 days later, you phone me up and you say, Dr. Matthews, my breathing is getting very bad. I then need to get you assessed. There's two ways I can do it. I can bring you into the surgery or I can refer you to the hub. And in the hub, it's set up in the old orthopaedic hospital in the grounds of St. Mary's. In at the top of Grona Brauer in the city. I will refer you there. You will be given an appointment to attend there. You will be assessed by GPs there, and they will basically assess your temperature, your breathing rate, your oxygen sats. And your oxygen sats, that's the little thing we put on people's fingers. That they're very important because they can drop quickly. And in those who they drop quickly, they're the people who need to go to hospital. But you'll be assessed in the hub and then you will be referred on to the hospital. And as I say, it's designed really to keep a lot of COVID cases out of general practice surgeries. It's also designed to take the pressure off the hospital emergency department. And it's working really, really well. I have to say, it's very quiet at the moment. They're not seeing an awful lot of people, which is great.
Yeah, I read a report there this morning that 46 people are being treated in Cork hospitals with COVID. I mean, that's, to me, it sounds small enough number.
That is small enough number. And I think about 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was 22. So there hasn't been a huge increase. And they haven't a hold there. Certainly their capacity for ventilation is not used up. They have a load of spare beds still. Long may it last.
Yeah, that's good. A thing I heard during the week as well, and I had to laugh, they said, like, if you were in prison, that you'd know when you're going to get out. And a lot of people feel this is like prison with no date in sight.
Absolutely. It's a bit of a problem. I think if I knew when this was all going to be over, I wouldn't tell you. I'd go down to Paddy Power's and put a bet on it. But I don't have that information. It's going to last for another while. And as I said before, we really are. We're well through this. We're nearly out the other end of this. If we make bags of it now, it means that we're going to stay in lockdown for longer, or it means we're going to get a surge in July, August, September. Let's just get it over with now, because we're all fed up of it. We're really fed up of it. But for the sake of another week or two, let's just get it over with now and let's keep doing what we're doing, because we're doing it very, very well. We're saving lives all the time.
OK, Dr. Matthews, thank you very much for joining us again, and we look forward to hearing from you again next week.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth.